News. I'm Bill Wise. A federal judge has issued a stay of execution in the case of a convicted southwestern Missouri killer who was scheduled to be executed tomorrow night in Bon Terre. Brian Husworth reports the attorney general is appealing.
64-year-old Walter Barton was convicted of first-degree murder for the 1991 killing of 81-year-old Gladys Keeler. She managed a mobile home park in the small town of Ozark, then south of Springfield. U.S. District Judge Brian Wimes issued the stay on Friday, saying he needs more time to review claims from Barton's attorneys. Judge Wimes has given Barton a 30-day reprieve in his 7-page order. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office is appealing the stay. Unless the Circuit Court of Appeals of the U.S. Supreme Court lifts the stay, Barton will not be executed tomorrow. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
The legislature has adopted medical marijuana changes. The FBI informed the state health department, which licenses and regulates the medical marijuana industry, that the department will not have access to its national fingerprint background check database. Representative Lane Roberts of Joplin says his legislation would clear up that problem.
Because the department is not a law enforcement agency, the Bureau declines to share that information with them without legislative authority. This bill provides that authority.
The department could also require fingerprints for medical marijuana business employees as part of the licensing or certification process. The legislature has given a final approval to a bill that requires public schools to include instruction on the use and effects of vapor products. The final version approved on Friday contains numerous amendments that were added by the Missouri Senate. Ash Grove GOP State Representative Mike Moon blasted the bill on the House floor, warning colleagues that it's unconstitutional with multiple topics.
Because this is an egregious violation of Article 3, Sections 21 and 23, let's don't vote this in support. Vote no. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Several major reopenings will begin today in Missouri. Alisa Nelson files this report.
Some businesses in St. Louis City and County reopened today with some restrictions. Malls, other retail locations, bars, restaurants, churches, and daycares are included in the first wave of places allowed to get back to business today. State Parks campgrounds also begin a phased reopening today. Reservations will be required prior to approval. Campers will use a new contactless self-check-in feature. State Park beaches will reopen on Thursday. The Ford plant near Kansas City also reopens today. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A southeastern Missouri company has been contracted to help build a U.S. border wall. RKE Contractors of Dexter is building a 15-mile wall and structure in the Rio Grande region of Texas. The company was awarded $175 million to do the job. More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is News on Missouri Net.